From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, fireworks, jazz hands, and more fireworks, and a little more jazz hands. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Friday, July 4th, 2008. You know what that means. It's America's birthday. And on this day, we have barbecues. And your uncle asks you, how do you like your dog? If you're from New York, that's how he says it. If you're from the South, it's more like, how you like your dog? As opposed to Memorial Day, when your uncle asks you, how do you like your dog? And Labor Day, when he says, how do you like your dog? So that's a big question in America. How do you like your dog? Over in Coney Island, they like their dogs in abundance because it's the hot dog eating contest. I'm just fascinated by competitive eating. I've always felt that. I've always wanted to, you know, try it, but without consequences, which just means, I don't know, every time I overeat, I guess maybe I could just argue that I'm trying competitive eating. But let's say you try it, right? And I think maybe you'd be the best in the world. That's kind of a good case scenario. Maybe you'd be terrible at it. Well, then you know. But let's say you try eating as many hot dogs as you can in 10 minutes, and you get to like 35. And someone's like, wow, that's like 12th best in the world already. If you really work at it, you could be the best competitive eater. Or maybe you could just be a guy that eats 45 hot dogs and comes in sixth. What do you do at that point? That's why competitive eating champion is one of those things that, you know, even if I told you tomorrow, you get to be the competitive eating champion, many, many of you would say, thanks, I'd rather not. Our July 4th extravaganza rolls on this hour. The folks in Arlington Heights, Illinois, love themselves a parade so much that they stake out their place on the parade route months in advance, but no more. No dibsing till the night before. That was last night. So we'll talk with someone who lives along the parade route to find out if chaos ensued. We'll revisit Allison Stewart's conversation with NPR's Ivan Watson about what it's like for a foreign reporter to return to the U.S. after being gone for so long. And Langhorne Slim brings some blues to Bryant Park, the actual park, not the project. Though you stop by the project, too. Little music into your holiday weekend for you. We will get today's headlines in just a minute. But first,
send in the clown.
A little song, a little dance. A little seltzer down your face.
It is hard to say goodbye to a clown. Longtime Bozo the Clown Larry Harmon died yesterday of heart failure. He was 83. Harmon didn't invent the Bozo character, but he's credited with making the clown into a global business. The character was first created in 1946 for Children's Records and first voiced by Pinto Colvig, better known as the voice of Goofy. Harmon got a job playing the clown at local appearances to promote the records, and in the early 1950s, he bought the rights to the character. Harmon then added the signature elements of the Bozo look, the orange hair, the red nose, the red, white, and blue costume. Before the days of TV syndication, Harmon trained more than 200 clowns to play Bozo at local stations across the country. The most famous of them was a young Willard Scott.
They picked me to be Bozo.
All right, we have
to... I went to clown school in California, and I was either going to be a politician when I graduated or Bozo. And I chose the straight life. I chose Bozo. See, I can still do it. That's the Bozo laugh.
Harmon licensed the character as well. Nearly every country in the world has a Bozo cartoon.
Bozo, il est temps de te réveiller.
The influence of Bozo on the clowns of today is clear. Without Bozo, there would be no Krusty. And when you think about the term Bozo, it's become synonymous with clownish behavior. Back in 1996, Harmon said he is proud of his legacy.
Anybody can do anything for 50 years has to be pretty successful. So Bozo is the longest-running children family show in the world and has created a positive influence for the families around the world for the last 50 years.
Larry Harmon is survived by his wife Susan, a son, and four daughters.
Send in the clowns, those Daffy, Laffy clowns. Send in those.
Now, let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.